In this module, we're going to talk about reliability testing, but when we're in the design and development stage. Now, one of the key aspects of this is that it's done during development. It's when we're working on creating a new product. Now, as a reliability engineer, we're going to be working with electrical, mechanical, software, systems engineering, and a slew of other folks as they work to make decisions to create the functionality for the desired product. Now, in and among that, as we've talked about before with the DFX and the design aspects of reliability, is they need feedback. They need information as to, well, for example, what vendor to use, or will this design be suitable for the environment, and will it work long enough, or what's the expected failure rate? All of those things predicate on understanding what will fail. So we have a series of types of tests, designing to margin or discovery tests, that allow us to uncover what will fail. And we also use a lot of other risk assessment and engineering judgment to determine what we expect to fail. But it's through testing that we actually can verify what will fail or discover something we didn't know before. And there's also a series of tools that we use to figure out when it will fail. And this is the two basic questions we address as reliability professionals: what will fail and when. And that helps us to understand, are we on track for our goals? Do we understand, are we 98% reliable at 2 years of use or not? And there's this a range of different tools available to us, and we alluded to that a little bit in the planning module, that all the different types of testing that's available. Here we'll spend a little bit more time talking about accelerated testing, because we almost never have enough time to let the products run at use conditions. Of course, there are exceptions to that, depending on your product. But the idea here is that by helping the design team and the decision makers understand how durable their product is, they can make better decisions. Overall, the idea here is to provide opportunities for improvement or identify risk areas that need attention, but also we feed forward into the warranty area to claims, the warranty claims or the warranty accruals department. But are we really working on improving reliability to meet a goal, or are we working on reliability to meet a customer's expectation? In the next section, we'll dive deep into accelerated testing and provide a broad overview of that pretty large topic.